This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves even on this, the New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls about anything. Political issue, personal problem, 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com if you want to shoot us some stuff that way. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it could happen. Plus, we want you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can visit our auction. We are auctioning off one of our banners on the website, and the reason why is because, well, we don't know what it's worth. I mean, we know what the last two auctions went for, but what's this one going to go for? It started at $1, I think it was at $5 a couple hours ago, and it's got like 5 or 6 days left. So if you want to go place your bid and get a month's worth of advertising on our website, go to auction.freetalklive.com. Great exposure. Our web statistics have tripled over the past month.
Wow.
We are in a growth phase, Manwich.
Tripled?
Yeah. So auction.freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And by the way, with that auction, I don't care what you want to advertise. As long as it's not totally obscene and offensive, you can put anything you want up there. Your band, your favorite soda, whatever.
A lot of
your business.
A lot of podcasts have been advertising
That's
on
true.
Our banners to in order to take our podcast success and transfer it to them.
Absolutely. So auction.freetalklive.com. Before we went away the first hour there, we had an article that was some sort of an op-ed written by some hotshot from IBM, which what the hell is IBM these days anyway?
Well, I mean, they do a lot of business stuff.
Yeah, they do.
But gentleman's name's Gerstner.
Yeah, he's obviously a successful man. He has run this company, was the CEO, top dog of IBM, and now he's going into some sort of education advisory panel or something like that. And he had this article in Newsweek talking about how, well, America's having a tough time with education. We're being surpassed by all these other countries, and here's my solution. We need to rework the Department of Education. We need to change it to the Department of Skills, and we need to create a new mission statement and change the name, and that'll fix everything.
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Even if his plan had been totally different, it wouldn't matter to me what your plan is, dude. It's going to fail. And the reason why it's going to fail is because you're asking the government to educate kids. The government, this is the same government that can't keep drugs out of its own prisons. This is the same government that can't deliver the mail on time. What, you're going to trust the government with your children's minds? Why are you sending your kids to government schools?
Well, let's be clear that we were the top of the world as far as education went,
right,
60 years ago.
Before the federal government got involved.
Yeah, and then the federal government got involved, and we steadily started decreasing. What are they doing? I don't know. I think they're trying to please everybody and making, therefore, a blander educational system that's not really teaching people anything.
Well, everybody can come in with all the plans that they want, but there's seven reasons why it's never going to work. And this is from our friend Harry Brown. I just want to kind of run down these. I'm not going to read all of his descriptions, but we'll talk about each one of them. Here's why it's not going to work. You can have the most brilliant plan in the world, dude. Maybe this is the most brilliant plan in the world. I don't know. If I don't agree with it, though, I certainly shouldn't have to be subject to it. Nonetheless, here's reasons why government is not the solution to any problem, especially education. Number one, and the most important in my book, government is force. When you're asking government to do something, it's being done at the point of a gun. People don't have the ability to opt out. Sure, we can take our kids, Manwich, and send them to a private school. Sure, we can homeschool them. But that means we're going to be paying twice for education.
Right.
And not everybody can afford that. So everybody's paying property taxes for education. That's why a lot of parents that care about their kids but just can't afford to pay twice for school send their kids to the government schools because they just don't have the money to pay on top of what they're already paying. And so government is force. When you're asking government to do something, it's going to force people to be involved in it. And in fact, even homeschoolers are forced to apply themselves to certain rules.
Mm.
They have to bend over for the government regulations. See, private schools are regulated to an extent as well, the curriculum and that sort of thing. And that's not right. It's un-American. And we're talking about centralized control of education. That's downright communistic. But nobody thinks about that.
No.
This is America. We couldn't be communist in America, could we? Government is force, number one. That's why it doesn't work. When you try to force somebody to do something, what's their reaction going to be?
Well, they're probably going to rear back and say no, or they're going to do it. One of the two.
Yeah, they're either going to fight back, or they're going to begrudgingly do it, but they're not going to do it to the best of their ability. Number two, government is politics. Whenever you turn something over to the government to get it done, even if this is the perfect plan, he's going to be handing it over to the Department of the Bureaucrats to take care of.
Yep.
He's not going to be in charge, and even if he was in charge, those bureaucrats are unaccountable. They don't care. They don't care about, they don't care that you've changed the name of the department.
Yep.
They don't care if it's the biggest reorganization they've ever seen. It's just a paycheck to them.
Absolutely. A great example is the social welfare system. There is, and when they started this in the 60s, there are just as many people at the poverty line, under the poverty line, as there were in the 60s when they started this crap.
The amount of poverty has increased. The war on poverty has resulted in more poverty in America.
Well, and you know, it all really depends on what your definition of poverty is.
Fair
people
enough.
Under the poverty line, most of them have a 3-bedroom house,
yeah.
Several color television sets,
yeah.
You know,
three
a car.
Phones.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
air
I
conditioning.
Don't call that poor.
So yeah, government's politics. You want to help people out? Get the government out of it. Let the marketplace handle education. Let competition bloom. And then the minds will be filled with challenges and information instead of this one-size-fits-all crap that we get from the government. And, of course, since it's a political football, as soon as you turn it over to the government, you've got at least two different groups of people jockeying for control, fighting over what the curriculum should be, and they might all be wrong. Number three, you don't control the government. You're not the one administering the program.
Yep.
Number four, every government program will be more expensive and more expansive than anything you had in mind when you proposed it. That's for sure. You can start a government program real small and nice, but then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and never stops growing forever. It just goes on and on. And we've got taxes that we've been paying since the Spanish War, the Spanish Inquisition or something.
You know, the amazing thing is that the government spends twice as much money on a public school student as private school tuitions are.
Right. And it's less than half as effective.
And everybody would agree that private school students, most people would agree that private school students are better educated
anybody who's
than
paid
public
attention.
School.
Yeah, anybody
students.
Who's paying any attention would know that. Number five, power will always be misused. As Harry Brown says, give good people the power to do good, and that power will eventually be in the hands of bad people to do bad. So even if it is the right program now, even if this guy is absolutely correct and he has the solution for America's children, and I don't believe for a moment that he does, but eventually, he's not going to be in control. And giving government the power to educate children just means that eventually somebody with an agenda different to yours, maybe it's the homosexuals, maybe it's the ultra-right Christians, maybe it's somebody you don't care for, is going to get in charge and implement their agenda, their perfect solution, and their perfect plan to mold America's children. This is so sick, dude. It's twisted. Number six, government just doesn't work. Go ahead. Call in. Give me an example of your favorite government program, the most effective government program, the government program that has met all of its goals, the government program that has even come close to meeting its budget. Government doesn't work. There's just no success out there. It's just failure after failure. But the problem with government is, unlike, again, this guy's a real businessman, right?
Yeah.
So he knows that when something's wrong in business, if you're failing at business, you change or you die. You either change what you're doing, you change how your product works, you change how you're dealing with your customers, or you're going to kick the bucket as a business.
IBM's an excellent example.
When it comes to government, change?
Don't have to.
Nah, why bother?
We're the government. We're in charge.
Right.
People don't want to pay. We'll stick guns in their faces and take their money.
In fact, when government fails, when government isn't creating the results that it's intended, the government program bureaucrats simply say, oh, no! Education suffering. It's clearly the problem of not enough money. Yes, if we have more money, we can reorganize and change the name of our organization and add a new mission statement.
You know,
no.
The answer never is, let's spend less money.
Right. It's always more and more, so it keeps growing. And finally, number seven, government must be subject to absolute limits. Well, those limits have been out the window for years. So we're coming back with more. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Speaking of the difference between private industry and government, it doesn't just apply to education. It applies to cleanup for Hurricane Katrina. We'll share those numbers with you coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we're in studio live. This is New Year's Eve. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So don't hesitate to take control of the show. As always, anything goes from the political to the personal. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Well over 600 of our listeners have gone and plotted themselves on the map. It's totally free, of course. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can punch in your location, name, you can add a photo, even a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to our listener map. You can see all around the world who's listening to the show. It's really cool. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, so enough of this talk about schooling, because we know that if we got the government out of education, we'd actually start succeeding at it again.
Right.
And, in fact, if you get the government out of virtually anything, you'll start having success. Let's look over to Hurricane Katrina. Probably one of the biggest stories of 2005 was not necessarily the hurricane itself, but what happened after the fact.
Yeah.
With the Army Corps of Engineers and their levees failing and flooding the city.
Right. Because this wasn't a natural disaster. As much as people would love to believe that it's a natural disaster, this was a government-made disaster.
Correct.
Those levees were maintained by the government. And they were left in disrepair by the government.
That's right.
And those people's homes were destroyed by water that was let in by the government.
Exactly. And, of course, what does government do? It runs around and says, what have we done wrong? We need to look at this situation, reorganize.
We need some money. We need to put more money into this.
So here's the news from Pascagoula, Mississippi. From the New York Times, there's an eerie stillness here on Edgewood Avenue. Toys, broken glass, and random pieces of furniture are strewn across yards. Not a single person is in sight. The only movement, nearly 4 months after the passing Hurricane Katrina, comes from stray cats. Just west down the Gulf Coast, on Oak Street in Biloxi, the ground vibrates, and the air is filled with the smell of diesel exhaust as laborers on excavators clean up after the storm, leaving behind empty lots ripe for redevelopment. There are many reasons for the difference between the lack of progress in Pascagoula and the quick cleanup in the Biloxi area. But officials here point fingers at what they consider the number one culprit, the federal government. And in particular, the good old Army Corps of Engineers. Yeah, they're at it again. The aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, Harrison County and the home of Biloxi and Jackson County, where Pascagoula is located, each had about 10 million cubic yards of debris to clean up. So, we're starting with the same problem. 10 million cubic yards of debris to clean up in both counties.
Right.
Both counties actually took up the federal government on its offer to foot the bill. But while Harrison County and all but one of its cities hired contractors on their own, Jackson County and its cities, at the urging of the federal government, asked the Army Corps of Engineers to take on the task.
Makes sense.
Officials in Jackson County said it was a choice they've regretted ever since. The cleanup in Jackson County and its municipalities has not only cost millions of dollars more than in neighboring counties, but it's also taking longer. The latest available figures show that 39% of the work was complete in Jackson County, while 57% was done in Harrison County. So, government cleanup, 39% done. Private cleanup, 57% done. Again, with the exact same amount to clean up. And its cities managing their job on their own. Something's very wrong here, said Frank Leach, a Jackson County supervisor. Our federal government's paying an extraordinary amount of money for services that are not being performed adequately.
You know, I think this really illustrates it. Is the problem with giving things to the federal government to do isn't that they will entirely mess up what you'll do. Sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll just entirely mess it
right
up. But other times, they'll do it ineffectively.
Right. And they'll take their sweet time.
Yeah, they'll do it slowly and effectively, and you won't be able to spur them on in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with private, it just gets done better.
That's right. And this is pointing it out here. The cleanup from Hurricane Katrina and Rita was 45% finished in jurisdiction that called in the Corps, and nearly 70% complete in communities that employed private contractors, state records showed. The imbalance remained even when New Orleans, when the cleanup had been particularly complex and slow, was removed from the tally. Across the Gulf Coast, the cleanup was on average about 60% done. Army Corps officials say, we're moving as quickly and responsibly as we could. The scope of this disaster is just extraordinary. There's really no comparison to it. Well, what about the scope of your ability to clean it up, Frank? You having trouble? Well, what's wrong? Aren't you guys the best, the brightest and the best, the Army, the big bad military? Can't you handle any job? What these guys, look at this, man, which in city manager of Pascagoula said that the private contract was $7.80 a cubic yard to clean up. Guess how much the Army Corps of Engineers is paying to have it done?
A lot more.
$17 to $19. More than twice as much. More than twice as much for almost half of the results. It's the same thing as education. I could go on. I mean, there's more numbers here, but do I need to say more? You want the government to do something right? Just tell them to go away. Just get out of your life, because they're ruining everything they touch. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana, listening on WXNT. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, fellas. Happy New Year.
Hey, what's on your mind, Dan?
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the education system.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm sure it may not all be government, and I certainly don't claim to, you know a whole lot, but you know, I'm a product of a government school system, plus also broken family. I think that might have a lot to do with it as well.
Well, family involvement is obviously critical in a child's education, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you know, I just grew up in, I had absolutely no encouragement to learn, and I think that's a big part of it.
Well, I think one of the reasons why a broken family or a family that's not involved in their children is going to have an even tougher time is because government encourages that sort of thing. Government tells parents, hey, you don't have to worry about educating your kids. We'll take care of it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even have
feed
to,
them.
Yeah, you don't have to pick the school that they go to. Gosh, you shouldn't have to make decisions like that as a parent. We'll take care of all those responsibilities for you. You just hand little Dan over to us, and we'll take care of him for you,
right.
Okay? And that just encourages lazy, terrible parents to be even more lazy and terrible than they already are.
It's pretty obvious that, obviously, parents can make a difference on their children's public school education and their private school education, for that matter, too. It's just that, can you imagine if there was competition in schools, if you know, instead of just giving the government the money and letting them do whatever they want to do as far as schooling goes, but schools competed for students in how well they educated them, we would have advances. We would be still the number one educated people on Earth instead of, what, 100 and something.
No, I think we're like halfway between here and North Korea. Halfway between the top country in North Korea.
Okay.
Hey, well, you fellas have a good New Year.
Hey, Dan, wait. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, not really. absolutely not.
Fair enough, man. We appreciate
it. What about you guys?
I'll get to that. Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Well, man, what you had already said in hour number one, that you were looking at cutting back on
nap production.
Right? That seems like an easy enough one to do. Personally, I'm going to, of course, resolve to grow the show in 2006. And I gotta say, thank you so much to everybody that has been on board with Free Talk Live, especially for the past year. Not to mention all of our listeners that have been on board since the very beginning, the ones that are still there, which is fantastic, of course. But 2005 has been a hell of a year, man, which I was just looking at our web statistics. We have octupled since the month of March. We have gone from like 3,000 visits per day to 24,000. It's just amazing. Just an amazing growth. And it's all thanks to you coming here and visiting our website at freetalklive.com and listening to the show. More importantly, telling your friends and telling your family members and calling local radio stations and asking them to put us on. We've grown from 2 affiliates to 13 affiliates in 1 year's time. How many affiliates are we going to have by the end of 2006? I'm excited to find out that, too. And I've got another personal resolution as well. We'll share that coming up, 800-259-9231. You can share yours with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition of the show where anything goes. It's always this way, though. Six nights a week we do it, Monday through Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time, though the Saturday show is expanding. Starting in 2006, we're going to go to 3 hours per night on Saturday night. So we'll tell you more about that as we get closer. But freetalklive.com is the place you want to go to get more info about the show, more free stuff, including archives. We got lots of them on there. 8 months of the show, fully archived and described on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and take advantage of that. And the archives have been free all year long, man, which... And in fact, they've been free for the past 3 years, and they're going to continue to be free, because that's the way a good talk show website should be. We're talking about, I was just thanking everybody for listening throughout the past year. It's been a super first year of syndication for Free Talk Live.
It has.
I mean, we've been doing the show for over 3 years now. We're over a year now in syndication. We got 13 affiliates our first year out, which I think is just an awesome success story for a little show like ours. It was considering we don't have the huge syndicators behind us. You know, we don't have the Clear Channels. We don't have those groups that are putting out, for instance, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they've got millions. Right. They've got millions of dollars to promote their shows with.
Yep.
But Free Talk Live, if you open up Talkers Magazine, which is one of the industry publications, Free Talk Live has some of the biggest ads in the magazine. We've got half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. And the reason why is because of you. Not you, Manwich, but you, the listener. Because almost 150 of you have joined our AMP program over the past half a year. It's only been around since June of 2005. And since then, we've raised over $1,000 a month directly from our listeners. All of that money's going into promoting this show. We're buying half-page ads in industry publications. We're advertising around the internet. We're growing Free Talk Live with your help. And you guys, you know, we really appreciate it. Because if it weren't for you, we'd be having a little more of a difficult time, wouldn't we, Manwich?
It would be a lot harder.
And all it takes is $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. We can tell you more about that later on. But Dan asked about my personal resolution, and I only have one. It's a simple one. I want to start running again. I used to like run every other day for 3 miles a day, and it felt really good. And then I just kind of, you know, I got my lady at the time and got distracted with the show. And it doesn't take that much effort to get out there and do it. So I'm going to get out there and do it. I did it tonight. So I've started early.
I saw you walking home.
Yeah, that's right. So... that's what I'm looking forward to. All right, let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
and,
Walt.
And happy new year to you and you guys are on the air and everybody listening.
Fantastic. Wait, we're on in KCXL tonight?
No, you're on my telephone. In fact, I even forgot all about you guys. I got busy here.
Walt's been busy on New Year's Eve. It's a good thing.
Well, I'll tell you, I work about 33 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You know, and so, you know, it's pretty easy to get distracted with things. But anyway,
yeah, okay.
Let me tell you about my New Year's resolution real quick, and then I'll go into what I called about. My New Year's resolution is to do everything that I possibly can do to get the freedom back that our country is supposed to have.
That's excellent.
And,
do you have it nailed down? Anything more concrete?
Just hand out more videotapes, call in to more radio talk shows, Now, obviously, I'm banned from Rush and, you know, Michael Wiener or Michael Savage. And,
That's his real last name, by the way.
Yeah. I'm not making fun of him. That is his name. And, oh, really? You know, I mean, I can't really call into the spin zone because, you know, oh, really, is a big Bush supporter.
Sure.
You know, he probably supports the...
he claims he's independent, but we all know better.
Well, you know, money isn't independent if you take it from people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I believe he's paid just like all the rest of them.
So you're going to continue doing your personal outreach. I think that's good. What else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I tell you what, I've called in and give out a lot of information, and I know some of it you guys have kind of poo-pooed because it kind of sounds pretty far-fetched. But I want to give you guys, I want to give everybody a homework assignment, and not that I want to blow anything out of the water here, ruin anybody's New Year deal.
Everybody loves hearing from you, Walt. I don't think you've ruined anything. What's the assignment?
I'd like everybody to look up the item that I brought up last night, the missing 13th Amendment, the original one.
Yeah.
And if they don't believe that this government is just nothing but a whole bunch of garbage, like I mentioned about the Bob Schultz thing and the We the People Foundation, I want everybody also to look up Franklin Cover-Up. Now, you can probably do a Google search on either one of them. I'm sure I know Franklin Cover-Up will come up. That is the event about Boys Town in which many senators and congressmen were exposed for being...
is this that child abuse thing, that child sex ring?
That's
interesting. Those are some interesting allegations. Well, we appreciate hearing from you, and if anybody wants to do that homework assignment, it'll be due to Walt.
Gone.
You can report to Walt and turn in your homework assignment at his car shop in Kansas City. But look out for the pit bulls.
I don't know. Those are some crazy allegations that all the politicians are sodomizing little boys.
No, I don't think it was all of them.
No,
I think it was some of them. And, well, you know, they certainly are protected. It's interesting. Interesting stuff. Let's talk to Al in Indiana, listening on WXNT. Hello, Al. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Al. What's on your mind?
I forgot your name, but I say?
Ian and Manwich.
Manwich. Okay. First of all, can we just face reality? I'm gonna turn up because the real reality.
wait. What? Reality about what?
Yes, sir. Okay. We had 9/11, right? Okay. Well, if they weren't here, could it have happened?
Could what have happened? If who wasn't here?
How wasted
are you? Is what I want.
No, sir. No, I'm not wasted.
Okay.
No, please just listen to me.
Okay.
If the people weren't here that drove the planes into the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Right? They flew them. They didn't drive them, but okay.
Well, or flew them.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not stupid and I'm not waiting.
No, come on.
I mean, could they have blew it? Could they have blew those planes into those towers?
Could they have? Sure, they could have.
How?
They hijacked them and then flew them into the towers.
That's what I always heard.
How?
Allegedly they had box cutters, right? And they scared people and took control of the planes. I'm not sure. Isn't that what you'd heard?
Yes, sir. But if they weren't on the planes, there's no way that it could have happened.
Okay, you're suggesting they weren't on the planes?
No, I'm not saying that. Wait a minute. Because now
woo-hoo!
Yeah. I gotta think a minute.
Now, that's all right.
We have nothing but time. They were booked on those planes, and they got on there.
Yes, sir.
If they weren't here in Boston or wherever they started from, if they weren't in America, how could they have?
I gotta say, those are earth-shattering allegations. Al, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. All righty. New Year's Eve has kicked off officially. If you're wasted and you want to call in, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's the New Year's Eve edition of the show. We're here in studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
No, we haven't been drinking. In fact, I don't drink, but clearly some of our callers do. And that's okay. We'll still put you on the air. How many other talk shows would have put Al on the air?
None.
Stuttering, drunken Al. Al, we do appreciate hearing from you. If you're wasted right now, it's New Year's Eve, you're listening to the radio, you can barely dial the phone.
Please
pick up the phone. Do your best. Maybe you're standing next to somebody who's just totally sloshed. 1-800-259-9231. We'll put you right on the air.
Woo!
Drunkest caller goes on first. 800-259-9231. And I don't care if you've been doing more than drinking. You can call, too. Totally wasted. It's New Year's Eve. And you know what? It is New Year's Eve. Of course, that means that being on the roads can be a little bit dangerous. So if you can, you know, stay inside. Don't be out way too late. Plus, it's going to be dangerous because sometimes those cops, they do those roadblocks. And we don't want anybody getting arrested on New Year's Eve. We don't want any of our listeners getting arrested. So be careful, be cautious out there this evening. Stay away from the other callers. I remember one year I was out late on New Year's Eve and driving down the road here in Florida, and I saw somebody barreling just zooming it like 90 miles an hour, going on the other side of the road. This was a road where there was a median. It's a six-lane road. So I was on one side of the median. The other guy was going in the same direction I was, on the other side of the median. Hauling. I mean, it was just amazing. Only something you'd only see on, like, New Year's Eve or St. Paddy's Day or something like that. I mean, the dude was just obviously clearly trashed. Maybe he'd pulled into the that particular lanes and realized it, and just he couldn't cross over or something like that, so he figured he'd speed up. But man, talk about dangerous. I mean, can you imagine turning into, like, from a side road, turning onto this main drag and having somebody coming at you 90 miles an hour?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah. So be careful out there tonight, everybody. 800-259-9231. Hey, I got this email in here from Corey from Minnesota, sharing us a story about a guy named Greg Lehman. He's a tattoo artist who, thanks to the city of St. Paul, lost a business that he wanted and owns a house he doesn't want. Says he's now out of business. This year, Lehman's White Bear Avenue Tattoo Parlor was closed after the city claimed it through eminent domain for a street widening project. He bought a former beauty parlor on Clifton Street at the other end of town after a city planner had told him he could relocate there. Well, turns out he couldn't. So the city planner said, sure, take your tattoo shop over here to this beauty parlor. We'll let you in.
And then he wouldn't.
He bought it, and then the city said, nah. Trying to make lemons into lemonade, Lehman proposed instead opening a tattoo school at the old beauty shop. Well, that made neighbors mad. They pointed out that a sign for the proposed school was spelled S-K-O-O-L and wondered how long it would be before drugs and violence would flood into the nearby neighborhood.
Because of the misspelling?
Well, maybe they think that tattooed people are more prone to drugs and violence. I don't know. I don't know about that. What do you think, Manwich?
You know, there might be some science behind that. I'm not sure that that's true. Would tattoo people be more likely to do drugs? I'm not saying, and drugs do beget violence because they're illegal.
Right.
I wouldn't be completely behind, say that that's completely false.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about that. I've known a lot of people that have done drugs, and I've known a lot of people that have had tattoos. They don't necessarily combine every time.
No.
There's plenty of people with tattoos that are clean. I mean, there's lots of people that just like tattoos and don't even drink. They're out there. And whatever happened to the freedom to run your business where you want, how you want? I mean, as long as you can get the property and purchase the property and put up your business, then how is it that anybody else has any say over that? I think that's kind of un-American. I mean, if you don't want to patronize the tattoo parlor, then don't. You know, if you want to spread the word about how bad and evil it is around the community, then do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to dissuade people from going there. But it's his business. Let him fail or succeed on his own merits. Well, anyway, so they were taking offense to the fact that he was going to open a tattoo school. And he said, according to the city, they had denied his request to open a school, though the two sides differ as to why. The city wanted him to agree to use synthetic and not human skin, I guess to teach people on, and that Lehman would not agree to that. Lehman maintains he did agree, and that he even submitted a business plan to the city saying exactly that. Lehman said the city also refused to let him open up his shop called Tattoos from Greece at his home, where it was moved before White Bear Avenue. Now Lehman says he's done. He says, I'll never open a business in St. Paul again. Never again. So you're driving out businesses from your town because of your stupid regulations. Go ahead, hurt the economy. Keep telling people they can't do business in your area and watch as they all go away.
You know, I think that this is one of the freedoms that has really been co-opted by from the Constitution. I mean, it's mentioned in the Fifth Amendment, life, liberty, and property. Those are the things that people are allowed to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And property really is business.
A property's been given up. That's gone now. Nobody actually has any property anymore because the government has dominion over all of your property. As an example, one more example from this poor guy's hassles from the government. A simple closed for business or moving sign wouldn't do. Greg Lehman wanted people to know why he had to move his tattoo business, so he scrawled in black spray paint the words eminent domain and his definition of it all over his white east side building. This is the one they were going to take. Well, Lehman's very public civics lesson was short-lived as the city painted the soon-to-be-raised building. It's unclear how much the city spent cleaning up a building that will be demolished within weeks. But Lehman approved the cleanup after receiving a letter indicating that the city inspector would look into a complaint about graffiti at the property. So it was still his property. He spray painted it, and then the city came and spray painted over it. even though they didn't own it. So you don't own your property in America anymore. So much for that part. Now all we have left is life, liberty. And that's even in question these days. Hey, Season is on the line. We're going to talk to him. He's got a comment about Al, the guy that was wasted. We'll find out what he has to say. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to sneak in here before we go at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of good stuff there. All of it is free. The archives, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more, all on the house, will continue to be. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, we recommend you amp us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you can help us promote Free Talk Live. Advertise, market, and promote, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Get us on more radio stations. Get us on more internet connections. For $3 a month. If you can't afford it, don't worry. Everything will still be free at freetalklive.com. But otherwise, we'd love to have your support. Amp.freetalklive.com makes a huge difference for us. It really does. And we're looking forward to a great 2006 for the AMP program. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Season in Texas. Season, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that I love this show, and I've been listening for about a year.
Excellent. Thanks,
Season. I think you called me Season. My name is Caesar.
Oh, Caesar. That was the board op's fault. But go ahead, Caesar.
Yeah, No, I was just listening to the show, and I heard the drunk guy, I think his name was Al.
Yeah.
He was trying to get out some kind of question about 9/11 or something.
Yeah,
something.
Really, I don't know what he was trying to get out.
Yeah, I think what he was trying to say, is that a lot of, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 of the terrorists that supposedly committed the acts on 9/11 were found alive after in the years to come after the attacks.
That's true.
And,
although I don't know if that's what he was trying to say, but yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, I think he might have been trying to get at that if they were found alive or if they weren't even in the country, then how could they have helped to perpetrate those attacks?
Fair enough. Caesar, great call, man. Have a safe night tonight, okay?
Yeah, thanks,
dude. 800-259-9231.
I haven't heard anything about these terrorists being found alive.
Yeah.
Where is the news item on this?
You'll have to go find it, man. Maybe someone will post it on the BBS. But yeah, they found that some of them were still alive. The government came up with a list of them like the next day.
That's true.
I didn't believe that list for a fraction of a second. Oh, you know what? I forgot to ask Caesar if he had any New Year's resolutions. Well, anyway, it has been an awesome 2005 for Free Talk Live. We're looking forward to just a fantastic 2006, and we're glad everybody's out there listening to the show. Share us with your friends. Share us with your family members. Call your local talk stations and let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live in 2006. In fact, right now, this coming week, is a great time to call your local talk stations because right now they're looking at their programming for the next year. They're thinking about, lots of them, mm-hmm. are thinking about changing their lineups. And some of them are looking at that Michael Savage and thinking about booting him out the door and putting Free Talk Live in his place. Some of them are looking at weekend changes. If we can get on just one night, man, that's a foot in the door, and that's what we need. We really appreciate all your help on that. And so, man, you're off to do karaoke tonight.
Yeah, I'm doing karaoke tonight.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be a big time. You know, I got some invitations to some, you know, big posh parties and that kind of thing.
The shindig.
Yeah.
New Year's shindig.
I'm just not interested.
No, I don't do that stuff either. I like New Year's, though. It's one of my more favorite holidays, and I know we didn't really get a chance to discuss this, but you know, I like New Year's because it doesn't have really a religious overtone to it. Everybody's having a good time, and I think I can appreciate the passing of the year. I can appreciate, you know, being able to reflect back on what we've done and being able to look forward to the future and how exciting that is.
Getting really excited about some numbers. You know, I mean, the days are just numbered. Somebody just numbered them somewhere.
Plus, kind of big news, I guess that I'm no longer getting married, man, which I called it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
I knew that.
That's big news for my new year.
Yeah.
So I no longer have a fiance. In fact, I have a new lady friend, and so one of my other resolutions is to spend more time with her. So that's what I'm doing in 2006.
Go.
Hey, we're out of here for 2005. We'll see you Monday night, as always, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And be safe tonight, everybody. We'll see you Monday night. It's been Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.